Homecoming, written by Mrs. Ron Weasley, read by SBL. Fandom, The Untamed. Relationship, 人称, 蓝文吉, 无音, 微无限. Rating, explicit. I wanted you to stay. 无音 is running late. Of course she is. Of course, on the day that Lan Chen is due back from Beijing, Wei Ying will have lost every hair tie she owns, as well as misplaced her phone somewhere in the apartment and spent 5 minutes searching for it, only to find it buried under her pillow. She'd barely even had time to put on eyeliner and lipstick and check to see that she hasn't smudged either before running out the door and calling for a DD. And now the DD is predictably stuck in traffic. And Wei Ying is going to go out of her mind. The thing is, she told Lan Chen she couldn't meet her at the airport because she had wanted to surprise her. The surprise now will be that Wei Ying will have gotten to the airport just as Lan Chen will have left it. Surprise! I fucked up and now I won't see you for another 2 hours because that's how long it will take me to get home.
Ugh.
She jiggles her leg and plays with the hem of her short denim skirt, and neither one of these actions makes the car go any faster. Then she realizes she can check to see if Lan Chen has landed yet.
Duh, of course.
She searches the flight number, then goes on the airline website, and then she breathes a sigh of relief. The plane is getting in behind schedule. They haven't landed yet. Maybe this isn't so hopeless after all. By the time she dropped off at the airport, however, the plane is on the ground. Wei Ying is practically body-checking old ladies in her rush to get to the arrivals gate where people will be coming through. She's sweaty, her hair flying like crazy around her, and she's pretty sure she's managed to smudge her lipstick after all. She'll be such a mess by the time Lan Chen sees her. It's been a whole month since they've last seen each other, so nobody could possibly blame her for her racing heart and fluttering belly. Every step that she takes brings her closer to seeing Lan Chen and closer to hugging the shit out of her. She just has to make sure they don't miss each other along the way. She scans every person walking through the doors. This one is too short. This one's a dude. This one is 80,000 years old. That's a kid. And still, no Lan Chen. She must have been at the back of the plane, or at least, so Wei Ying hopes. God, what if she has missed her? And Lan Chen is somewhere outside right now, getting into a taxi while Wei Ying waits here like an idiot. No, no. Don't think like that. She's got this. She's so got this.
Excuse me, miss, can you tell me which flight this is?
Someone asks to her left. She turns to see an older woman with a kid attached to her watching her hopefully. Wei Ying is practically bouncing on her toes from anticipation and nerves, but she manages to tell the lady that this is the 215 flight in from Beijing. Just as the woman is saying, "Thank you," the doors open and a tall, familiar figure walks through. Lan Chen. Lan Chen! Lan Chen! Lan Chen! Wei Ying squeals and clamps her hands over her mouth. Lan Chen notices her immediately, her eyes going soft, her lips pulling up. She's the most beautiful human being that Wei Ying has ever seen, and she thinks she might just pass out from happiness. Before she knows what she's doing, she's taking off, and Lan Chen immediately opens up the arm that isn't holding her suitcase, and Wei Ying is launching herself at her at full speed. Lan Chen catches her. Of course Lan Chen catches her. Wei Ying's girlfriend is incredible. She's amazing. She hefts Wei Ying up just as Wei Ying wraps every limb she has around her and, without breaking stride, Lan Chen grabs onto her suitcase again and off they go, Lan Chen's big, warm hand holding her up by the ass. They're followed by a few catcalls, a lot of laughter. Wei Ying doesn't care. She doesn't care because Lan Chen smells so good.
her skin feeling so soft against Wei Ying's mouth.
Lan Chen, Lan Chen, Lan Chen,
she chants as she clings, and Lan Chen carries her as though she weighs nothing.
Wei Ying,
she says, sounding so soft and warm. Happy, happy because of Wei Ying. Wei Ying squeezes her, then pulls back enough to take a good look at her. She can't get enough of looking at her.
Surprise! She grins. You're home!
Lan Chen looks at her lips, then back up at her eyes, her own crinkling in the corners.
I'm home. I want to kiss you so bad,
Wei Ying whispers.
Can't wait to get you home. I've been so lonely, Lan Chen. Take responsibility.
Oh, I plan to, Lan Chen says seriously. I have to take care of my Wei Ying.
You'd better, she pouts, but can't hold it for long, a grin breaking through.
Did you miss me, Jie?
I did,
Lan Chen says, then hefts her again, her large hand warm under Wei Ying's skirt-covered ass.
God, that feels so good. She feels so good. How much?
So much, Lan Chen says dutifully. I missed you more than anything.
And you'll take me home now?
Mm.
And then you'll fuck me. It's been a month, Lan Chen. That's way too long.
Lan Chen's eyes are dark, intent. She squeezes Wei Ying's ass a little bit, and then, in a low voice, says,
Why wait till home?
Huh?
Wei Ying wrinkles her eyebrows.
What do you mean?
We're here,
Lan Chen says nonsensically, and then she's walking them through a bathroom entrance. Wei Ying feels her eyes widen.
Lan Chen.
Wei Ying,
she says agreeably. Wei Ying looks around. Against all odds, there's nobody in the bathroom with them at the moment. Lan Chen, still holding onto Wei Ying, maneuvers them and her suitcase into one of the stalls and shuts the door behind them. Wei Ying blinks.
Right here?
You'll have to be very, very quiet. Can you do that for me?
Wei Ying is already wet, just from the thought of...
God. Fuck.
She squirms in Lan Chen's hold.
I can be so quiet, she whispers. You don't even know how quiet I can be.
Lan Chen narrows her eyes and gives a thoughtful hum.
I guess we'll find out, she murmurs,
and then slips a hand between them, underneath Wei Ying's skirt. She gives a curious sort of hum as Wei Ying bites her lip. She must be so flushed. Her arms are getting tired from holding on, but she isn't about to let go.
Lan Chen leans in and whispers in her ear.
So wet already, Mei Mei. Is that all for me?
Wei Ying gasps as Lan Chen presses her thumb unerringly against her clit.
God, fuck, that's... She's almost forgotten how good Lan Chen is at this. Who else would it be for?
She whispers back. Lan Chen leans in and kisses her.
God, Wei Ying has missed her. Missed her viciously, with her whole entire being.
She moans as Lan Chen deepens the kiss, then feels her face flushing even more. She'd promised to be quiet.
It's just that it's always been difficult to be quiet with Lan Chen's expert tongue in her mouth.
Even as they're kissing, Lan Chen shifts her weight, bracing herself against the wall, and then the hand under Wei Ying's ass finds the hem of her skirt and bunches the material in a way that exposes Wei Ying to the elements a little bit.
She gets wetter, feels so turned on and swollen. Fuck, is Lan Chen really going to...
Hold on tight, all right?
Lan Chen says quietly, slipping her other hand beneath Wei Ying's ass. And then Wei Ying feels it as Lan Chen pushes her panties to the side and... Wei Ying gasps and drops her head onto Lan Chen's shoulder. Slips two blunt fingers inside her with no preamble. Wei Ying clamps down on them, throbbing, and Lan Chen puts her lips against her ear and murmurs.
Good girl. You still remember how to take me.
Wayne grips Lanchen's t-shirt in between her teeth and gives an aborted moan, hoping against hope that there is still nobody in the bathroom with them. Lanchen's fingers inside her feel incredible, feeling her in a way her own never quite managed to. Not even a dildo feels this good. And then Lanchen adjusts her grip, slips her thumb in between her folds, and rubs her clit with it. Wing is so wet, it's a perfect slide. And she shudders with how incredible it feels. Fuck, she's going to come so fast. Lanchen keeps murmuring in her ear.
Such a good girl. So tight for me. So hot. Did you touch herself thinking about me?
God, yes, Wing manages. Only you. Your tits, your mouth. I miss your mouth, Gigi. I miss it so much.
My mouth misses your pussy,
Lanchen whispers, her breath tickling the delicate skin of Wing's ear. She shudders.
When we get home, I'll make you sit on my face for hours.
Wayne whimpers, feeling Lanchen's fingers tipping in and out of her, as her thumb doesn't stop rubbing her clit in a way that is designed to drive her out of her mind. Lanchen has always been able to get her going in a way nobody else has. Just her very existence is enough to make Wayne crazy. She's so tall and beautiful and strong. And Wuying's. All Wuying's. All of Lanchen is for Wuying, and always will be.
Okay, she says, swallowing hard. But then will you fuck me? Want your cock, Lanchen? It's never the same without you.
I'll do whatever you want me to do,
Lanchen says, then kisses behind her ear. Her thumb increases the pressure on her clit, going faster, knowing exactly how Wing likes it. Wing can't believe she's still holding her up. God, how strong is she?
And what do you want me to do to you?
Wing whispers, really getting into it. Dirty talk has always done it for her. And Lanchen is exceptional at it.
I want your mouth, Lanchen murmurs. You always look so good with your face between my legs. I've missed that most of all.
Wing shudders and whines. She wants that. She wants it so bad she can taste it. She's so swollen and turned on. And Lenten's fingers feel so fucking good. She won't last. She can already feel herself starting to tighten it up. Pleasure beginning to flood her entire body. Lenten!
That's it, sweetheart. That's it. Let it happen.
Wayne whines and gasps as Lenten's steady hand brings her to the very edge. And then she's falling, a wave cresting over as she spasms around Lenten's fingers and comes and comes and comes. True to her word, she does it silently the whole time, which she hasn't had to do since sharing a room with her sister and touching herself under the cover of darkness.
It feels incredible.
She hasn't come this much, this hard, since the last time she and Lanchen had been together. Lanchen has always been able to wring more than one orgasm out of her. It's almost a little embarrassing how easy Wayne is for her.
Such a good girl for me,
Lanchen murmurs.
So wet. You've ruined your underwear.
And whose fault?
Wayne pounds out.
Is that?
Lanchen is smirking when Wayne pulls back enough to look at her. She looks utterly unruffled, apart from color standing high on her cheeks. On anybody else, it wouldn't look like much, but Wayne knows what it means. Lanchen is turned on. She's probably ruined her underwear as well. Wing tries to hold in her giggles, but it feels impossible with the giddiness welling up in her belly.
Lanchen, you just fingered me in an airport bathroom.
Lanchen huffs out a breath, then says,
I think I need to put you down now, Mimi.
And Wei-Ying giggles as Lantern finally sets her back on the ground. She almost goes down, her legs still shaky from her orgasm.
Fuck!
She says with feeling.
What do you want? What can I do?
She puts a hand over the juncture of Lantern's thighs, finger dipping in. Lantern makes an aborted noise.
I'm all right, she whispers.
No, you're not. I bet you're so wet,
Wayne whispers back.
I bet you're soaked right through. I know how you get.
Wayne,
Lantern tips her head back against the wall, then shuts her eyes.
I can't wait until we get home,
she says weakly.
Nope,
Wayne says giddily, then goes for Lantern's fly.
I'm getting you off right here, right now.
Lantern bites her lip and doesn't put up even a token protest as Wei-Ying lowers her zipper and dips her fingers inside her black boy shorts. She had been right. Lantern is so wet, slick in between her folds, which Wei-Ying discovers after Lantern spreads her legs to give her better access. Lantern doesn't really enjoy penetration, so Wei-Ying puts all of her focus on her clit, already swollen and obvious.
Fuck!
Lantern enunciates it clearly under her breath.
Wei-Ying.
Shh.
Wei-Ying puts a finger over Lantern's lips, which Lantern immediately sucks into her mouth.
Let Mei-Mei take care of you,
Wei-Ying says with a smile.
God, she's missed Lantern's pussy. How wet she gets, how hot. How she tries to stay in control but can't, hips jerking with every steady stroke of Wayne's fingers. It's not the best angle in the world, but it works well enough for Wayne's purposes. It doesn't take long in the end. Lantern always gets off on getting Wayne off, so she had been primed. She sucks on Wayne's finger, and then bites down as she comes with a whimper, soaking Wayne's hand. Wei-Ying gives a few more strokes, then Lantern stops her with a grip on her wrist.
Enough.
Her voice is harsh, used. She always sounds so fucked out after an orgasm. Smirking, Wei-Ying slips her hand out of Lantern's underwear and looks her in the eye as she licks her fingers clean one by one. Oh, Lantern tastes so good. Wei-Ying can't wait to spend hours eating her out tonight, giving her orgasm after orgasm until she can't even stand up anymore. It's going to be so good.
Come here, you.
Lantern murmurs and brings Wei-Ying in by the wrist. Their kiss tastes like Lantern's pussy. Wei-Ying can't stop the giggles from escaping, even as Lantern has Wei-Ying pinned tightly against her.
I knew you'd miss me.
Wayne says triumphantly.
Of course I did, you silly girl,
Lantern says, brushing a piece of stray hair off of Wayne's forehead.
I missed you as soon as I got on that plane.
Wayne puts on an exaggerated pout.
You have to make it up to me now.
Wasn't this a good start?
Lantern raises an eyebrow. Wayne laughs, feeling an uncomplicated sort of joy bursting out of her.
A good start. Strong start. But I need more.
Oh, you'll get it,
Lantern says, and into her voice is both a threat and a promise.
Wei-Ying loves her so much.
She can't wait to get home and show her exactly how much.
Hold on to me and never let me go.
The end.